Welcome to Awakening Divine Wildness, hosted by inspirational speaker and best-selling author Mal Duane. Mal invites you to embrace your divine wildness with powerful conversations with visionary women. Listen in and learn how to move from pain and heartache to forgiveness and freedom so you can live the life you deserve.
Welcome, and I'm excited that I have a business guru today that's a crack of back, and she has fit us in a really hectic schedule. So I'm thrilled to honor Katrina Sauer today, who is the Jumpstart Your Business Coach, and she helps you make more money doing what you love. She's the creator of the Jumpstart Your Marketing System, a dynamic tell it like it is speaker and author of books, Love Yourself Successful and Jumpstart Your New Business Now. Katrina has a no-nonsense approach to showing entrepreneurs how to develop consistently profitable businesses, implementing proven marketing and business strategies. Plus, she kicks you in the butt to get you to get it all done. With 30 years of experience in sales, business, marketing, Katrina speaks to groups of all sizes and holds live training events annually. And you can find out more about her at her website, jumpstartyourmarketing.com. But she's going to share her best tips with us today. Katrina, how are you, girl?
I'm great. Thanks for having me here. It's exciting.
Well, you know, you're all over social media. You're always doing new classes, new webinars. You've got books going. They're lined up behind you. And I said, you know what? This is a time of year that women really need to start to look at their business and start planning now. You don't start planning in January. You start now. And I know that you are, we talked about this before the show. You've just produced a whole show on this. So let's start with planning now and then get into your best tips.
Sure. I'd love to. And yeah, I just did a whole big picture business planning webinar series because, I do this every year myself, right? So as soon as I start getting out the flip charts and making lists and calendarizing things that I want to do and thinking about what I want to offer next year and all that kind of stuff, I start thinking, oh, my clients need this too that I'm already working with. So, you know, what better way to leverage my time than instead of teaching it one-on-one with every client, I just do a series, right? And then I invite other people for a really low price just to check it out. But then I have one good thing I've noticed is having tutorials in your business is really great to leverage whatever expertise you have to share. So definitely think about doing something like that for next year, because you can get paid to create it and then throw it out there for additional resources and income. And it's a fabulous way to go.
Can you explain a little bit what you mean by tutorials?
Tutorials can be anything. They could be free things or paid things. A lot of times I'll work with clients who have a more strategic or intricate off a product or service that requires a little bit more explanation, right? And so when you just come straight to the website, sometimes you need more information in order to make a decision if you want to hire the person or get more information. So a video tutorial or a webinar or something that people can experience on your website can help that facilitate that information dump, so to speak, so you don't lose people actually from not giving them enough information. That's one way, is putting free stuff on your website to explain what it is you're doing. And I like to put videos on almost all of the pages of my website, front end or back end, because it just provides that more personal touch. But there's other things that you could do. So if for me, I'm a very step-by-step trainer type of a coach, and I like to show people how to do things, the nitty-gritty of what to do on your website or your social media or with YouTube or whatever it is you're working on. And so capturing that in a screencast where I can show you my screen or show you a PowerPoint or teach you something and show you step-by-step and capturing that is very valuable. I found a lot of my clients love it when I do that kind of a step-by-step training And for them, obviously the ones that are paying me, they usually get it for free because I kind of throw that stuff in. But then I can also offer to people who need to learn the stuff for a low price, or depending on what it is, it could be a higher price. And anybody can do that if you have something to offer, you know, in a step-by-step approach or something like that. So think about it, because sometimes we're giving away way too much of our information when we could be selling it, even for 10, 20, 40 bucks, it's worth it.
And I love that you're talking about, you know, getting some video on each page of a website, because I think it gives the person that's looking for you or considering about working with you a much better feeling about who you are, a deeper connection. So it's not like this salesy approach. It's here I am, meet me, embrace me, listen to what I'm offering, and this way making a better connection.
Right. Well, and we all know that when we meet people in person, it's a better, you know, we can determine pretty quickly if we like, trust, or connect with the person. We can also determine if we don't connect with the person, or if we don't quite like their personality, or we don't, not a good fit, right? So why not just put the videos out there of you talking about whatever program, product, or service that the page that they're on, welcoming them on your homepage, talking about your philosophies in business and your values on your about page. Various different pages can have different things. And sometimes they are more salesy, but a lot of times they're just the get to know you videos and videos that can explain a little bit more. Because sometimes people will click and watch, and sometimes they'll want to read the whole page. I recommend you have both, frankly, because there's visual people and auditory learners as well as the written word learner. So I recommend both. Don't do one or the other. Yeah. So there's video can be really powerful to help people move through your sales process faster and easier.
Now video to me seems to be the king of marketing right now. So if you're not doing video like Facebook Lives or on YouTube, you know, getting video out there in your social media, you're kind of behind the times. If you're a solo, you know, if you're an entrepreneur and you're trying to promote a business.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those things that you're not going to be able to hide from for very long, or your competition is just going to roll over you with what they're doing and you're going to get left behind. It's better to connect. It helps people like, trust, and connect with you better and faster. It gets your message across easier, and you know, it also allows an opportunity, a free opportunity, mind you, to talk about what you're doing and promote your stuff. So Facebook Live is free right now. You know, who knows what it'll be in a year from now, right? YouTube Live is free. There's video on LinkedIn and Instagram as well. You can do video through Zoom or your own computer and then upload it in places. There's a lot of different ways to do video, and you don't have to be technology oriented. That's, you know, I teach people really simple ways to just get started.
Fabulous. Now you've got 30 years of experience, so you're a crackerjack at this. But let's dial this back to, you know, these new entrepreneurs, women that are just starting out, starting businesses. What would be the very first business tips, the very first things you'd like to see a woman take who's starting a new business?
Well, the first thing you need to do is figure out what you're selling and who it's for and what the transformation is that you provide. So whether it's a product that you're selling, your own product or somebody else's, or it's a service-based business like bookkeeping, financial planning, or it's more coaching and you're selling yourself, right? Then you have to figure out not just, oh, I'm selling coaching, or oh, I sell bookkeeping. You have to figure out the package, the deliverable, how you're going to serve somebody. Because then when you're having a conversation with somebody one-on-one or in a group or whatnot, you know where you're going to funnel, what the next step is for them if they're interested. So you want to figure out, I talk about what you're selling, right? Your funnel. What are you selling? The different options for working with you. And so it could be like a one-time try you out call. It could be a 6-week program that's in a group. It could be a live workshop. It could be you know, I work on the hourly basis. It could be that you work by the monthly retainer. There's all kinds of different ways. You've got to figure that out first, though. Otherwise, you're going to go networking and doing marketing, and you're not going to know how to ask the person to take the next step with you and or get the credit card to make the money, right? So that's really getting clarity on what you're selling first, who it's for, of course, the ideal prospect, and what are they going to walk away with, which I call the transformation. Mm-hmm. And so that transformation is what you're selling. You're not selling the call, the series, the session. You're selling the outcome of whatever they do with you. What are they going to see? You're selling the outcome, and that's what you talk about primarily. Yeah. So get clear on that first. And then you can talk to almost anybody, anywhere.
Wonderful. How did you get so smart? What inspired you?
Well, what inspired me was not working for anybody ever again, initially.
So share that with us.
Right? So I've always been in sales and marketing positions, whether it was restaurants, retail, growing up, and then in college, I was a bartender, right? So I'd always be selling people up with drinks and appetizers and always looking for that upsell and getting people to buy stuff. And then when I got into some more corporate type positions after college, excuse me, I wouldn't say they were very corporate. I was in rental car, not rental car sales, but car rental services. And it was actually kind of cutthroat, but there was a lot of money there. And it was funny because I kept trying to get to higher end management and I just couldn't pass the test to get to a manager. And I knew the problem was just I didn't like to comply to, you know, to inner politics. And so I could only get to assistant manager and I was making good money, but I was working way too hard. And it wasn't what I really wanted to do. And I knew I wanted to start my own business. And I ran across advertising, and so I started doing some advertising in the local newspaper, and that's where I really found the love of working with small business owners. I'd literally go door-to-door sales in the residential and commercial arena in my hometown, and I would just call on businesses and say, hey, do you want to run an ad in the paper, and what are you doing in your business, and they'd want to run an ad, but they'd give me their business card. Like, it was shocking. They would say, here, run this as my ad. And I'd be like, I'm not going to run your business card in the paper. You're not going to get any results. That's just ridiculous. And they have no concept of what was really a good call to action or headline or offer and how to get people into their store or their, you know, business. And then what to do with them after. They would just, it would shock me. People would take a check from a customer, right? That's way back when people were writing checks. But then they would just go and deposit it instead of taking the address off the check and the phone number and then calling them and adding them to a database so that you could mail them something. Once you get a client, you have a database that you need to manage. And so many businesses weren't doing that. And I was just seeing them drop like flies out of business. They were doing what they loved, but they would just go out of business like crazy. So I realized I had to consult with them on all these other things that were going to help them stay in business and nurture their contact list and other things to do as upsells when they got them into their business that they weren't doing. And so I realized I knew a lot more than a lot of people about how to really run a business and manage your database. And so I branched out on my own and I haven't looked back. You know, that was 16 years ago.
Now, you mentioned advertising and that, you know, someone just can't put a business card in and expect that that will bring results. And yet we see this all the time.
I know. Magazines.
Magazines. So let's go a little deeper in that, because that's a big one that I see all the time that women do. And I think maybe it's, I've done it myself. It's easy rather than, you know, think about what we want to do and get creative. So walk us through some steps of what we should be doing if we're going to be advertising.
Well, first of all, most people don't need to be advertising anymore. Okay, there's a lot of free stuff you can do without paying. So I'm all about free first, then pay. What can you do for free in your business and marketing and your lead generation mode? And then where do you need to pay? If you are a retail store, you probably do need to put some advertising out there. If you do have a brick and mortar, you probably do need to do something. Even if you're a member of a chamber of commerce or another organization, there might be opportunities for you to pay to be in an email newsletter or on a website or something, which is advertising, right? So you always have to think, though, about the attention getting headline or hot button. What's the problem you're trying to solve? And that becomes the big, bold thing, that phrase or sentence or question that you would put first, right? Then that is supposed to capture the people that have that problem. And then you tell them next what to do next. Look, go get my free thing. Go get my, download my free report. Go to my website and get a coupon, or whatever the call to action is. So attention getting headline with really descriptive words to catch the hot buttons of the ideal prospects, and then call to action. Now, depending on how much room you have, you can add more content, you can add testimonials, you can add a special offer, you can add your contact information, but a lot of times you don't need a logo and you don't need your contact information. You need links and attention getting stuff. People put way too much of their logo, like nobody cares about your logo until they care about what you can do for them. So stop worrying about that kind of stuff, unless you're, you know, Nike and you're trying to do image marketing. But us small businesses, we're not like Nike. We need people to take action on our ads and things that we do. So those are the first things I would look at when you're trying to advertise in various places.
I can tell just from listening to you that you are a freaking crackerjack lady. I can tell that you have mastered this stuff. You're just like, boom, boom, you need to do this, this. You know, Trina, can I say you're an extrovert? You're probably very...
Yeah, outside. Just a little bit. Wee bit of an extrovert, yeah.
What does somebody do that isn't quite as outgoing as you are? How can they work around that? Because I think that's a big one for them. And they say, well, yeah. I'm not like her. I can't go just approach people like that. So there's going to be a strategy there that we're going to use.
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. And I have probably about half my clients are extreme introverts, okay? And they're attracted to me because I pull them out of their comfort zone and I show them how to do things. You don't have to be like me. I'm not going to force you to be an extrovert, but you got to get more aggressive at some things. And that could be doing more video. Even if you're not an extrovert, but you're comfortable or you can get comfortable doing video, then you can put yourself out there more, right? It could be that you are not that comfortable in networking situations, but once you go a few times and you learn what you're doing, then you feel more comfortable and you can fake it till you make it, so to speak, in a networking event or a conference, right? And or a lot of extroverts, I know when they go to a networking event, sometimes it wipes them out. It wipes their energy out. So you just set up time accordingly. So after the networking event, you have a 2-hour break to rejuvenate yourself, or you take the rest of the day off, or whatever it is you need to do. I don't need that, but some people do, right? Because it's taken all every ounce of energy that they have to just go and be in that environment with that energy. So those are a couple things. Speaking, though, is the fastest path to cash. Sometimes people aren't an extrovert, but they actually don't mind speaking to a group. So that's a fabulous way to market yourself. And then social media. You don't have to be an extrovert or an introvert, because you can sit behind your computer and do some social media stuff that will get you leads and opportunities, too. So there's quite a few marketing strategies that you don't have to be an extrovert, or you can learn how to do things a little different, so that you're not just too passive. So you can't be passive in your marketing. If you're going to be passive, you might need to go get a job, because you have to be more aggressive, and not aggressive in a mean or a salesy way, but in a persistent way with meeting more people and following up with them.
Or even a consistent way.
Consistent, persistent. Yes. Yeah.
Love your energy. I mean, you're just a ball of fire. This is fabulous. I'm taking notes for the show notes.
Okay. So
that, yep, there's such good content. Do you think that networking is mandatory? I hear a lot of women say, oh, you know, I don't want to waste my time on networking. I come home, I don't get any leads, whatever. So what are your thoughts on networking? Is there certain types over other types?
Okay. Well, if you don't need any more business or any more clients or any more money, then no, you don't need to network at all.
Okay. That's at all.
Do whatever you want to do, go on vacation, whatever. It's all good. But if you need to make money and grow your business and get clients and get speaking opportunities and do all the things that we entrepreneurs need to do to get farther in our business, then yes, you need to network. However, I talk about networking in two ways. There's offline networking in person, like going to an event or a conference. There's also online networking. So I treat social media like a humongous networking event. And a lot of people don't teach it that way. So I look at Facebook or LinkedIn and go, okay, there's billions of people out there. How am I going to meet them all? Just like if I was going to go to a conference and I was going to walk around the room trying to meet people, I do this on Facebook and LinkedIn. So there's ways to network that are, it's almost, you know, easy for almost anybody if you know how and what to do and what to say.
What do you think the biggest mistake is that women make? You know, women entrepreneurs that are building a new business. What's the number one mistake you see?
Well, that you just don't talk to enough people. And it's a numbers game. It really is. If you need to sell, like, say, five clients in your funnel every month that to pay you whatever it is you're doing, right? Let's just say five. You can't just talk to five people. You can't just talk to 10 people usually. You probably have to talk to 500 people, or at least get in front of and or meet and follow up with, or get in front, like in front of on social media or some people. 500 people or more have to be paying attention to you in order for five of them to come through and actually want to have a sales conversation with you. So that's kind of the broad numbers that you got to look at. And it seems unrealistic. It seems unmanageable, but it's very manageable if you have the right marketing strategies in place and you have the right systems to help you get in front of a lot more people in many ways. So, but you can't just meet a couple dozen people every month and expect to make millions of dollars or even a few thousand. It's not that easy anymore because a lot of people are not paying attention to things that are going on. They're just, we're scattered. We have so many things to pay attention to, much less, you know, email, our Facebook inbox, our posts, our streams, our phones, all kinds of different places that they just don't see everything that you're doing. And so you're just not talking to enough people.
I believe we're on information overload.
We are.
I frequently just have to shut it all down because I start to feel overwhelmed. And with the social media and the emails and the text messages and everything, the phone's going ding, ding, ding.
Right.
And then I just have to take a break from it.
Yeah.
The conversion that you're talking about is about 1%. If you're talking to 500 people to get five people, that's about 1%.
Yeah, and that's five people to actually talk to. You may not even convert all of those to a sale or a customer, right? So, but five people have, you know, if you want to sell five people, then you might have to actually have 10 or 15 or 20 people raising their hand to have conversations with you in one way or another, or go to your website and read your sales page or whatever it is you're doing to get customers. You have to have, you know, unless you have a 100% closing ratio on everything you're doing, then yeah, it's just the realization that you're not talking to and marketing to enough people is big. When I talk to and speak to groups, they get overwhelmed. Don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, there's systems to do this. And there's a lot of different marketing strategies that you're not doing. That doesn't mean you have to work 600 hours a week. Okay. I mean, you don't have to work more than 40 hours a week. You can even work less than that. You can even delegate a lot of these things to an assistant or something, and or systematize them through your website and some of the software that we use to make sure that they're all managed, all the leads are managed. So there's ways to do it, but you have to get this foundational stuff in place in your business or you're going to be in chaos and not talking to enough people and making enough money for a long time.
Do you work with specific type of entrepreneurs or basically any women in business?
I work with two different types of people in business. It's either the person that's newer to business, like the first 3 to 5 years, that still hasn't gotten all this stuff set up yet, that needs to know what to do and how to do it so they can stop spinning their wheels. And I also work with the people in business that have been in business for a while. They might be making money and doing really good, but they don't have time for a vacation. They can't even step away from their business. They might need a team. They also might need more leverage systems on their website because they developed their website so long ago. So they need an upgrade, so to speak. So I still consider that a jump start. And so those are the kinds of people in any industry, really. The better, because I've worked with home improvement, spas and salons, coaches, authors, speakers. I've worked with shamanic healers and massage therapists. And I mean, you name it, I've worked with them. Roofing companies, it doesn't matter, because it's all about relationship marketing. It's about building a large following and then nurturing that following through a really proven, consistent sales process to make the money that you want to make.
I think that as women, we're guilty for working in our business constantly, 24/7, you know, doing all these things that maybe we should be delegating, have an assistant, and also work on our business, maybe have a planning day, an afternoon, take Fridays. That's your planning. And as we opened up the conversation with starting to plan for the next calendar year, you don't wait until January to start to figure this stuff out.
Right.
Now, I know that you have a very generous offer for the audience, a free gift that you give. And so I'd love to hear more about it.
Yeah. In fact, we've talked about so many things. I might want to shout out a couple of things that people can do because I have a lot of resources. So if you do go to jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free-trainings, that's a great page to go to for a bunch of different things. Number one, you can find my need number worksheet there, and that will tell you things that you're missing in your business that you might need to invest in that you will then need to put into your monthly goals. So a lot of times I see people coming to the table with smaller goals than what they really need. So, oh, I only need to make 3,000 a month, when they really need 5 in order to get where they want to go in their business. And so then you're only going to make 3,000 if your goal is 3,000. You're not going to make 5 until your goal is 5, right? And so it's really figuring out what you need to make first. So get that need number worksheet. It's on that page. Then I also have a Jumpstart Your Biz kit on that page. Ooh. And that is more the marketing strategies. It's a 1-hour audio, me going through all the top 10 marketing strategies that I recommend small business owners do, and a little bit of how to do those, plus a little revenue generating checklist. So when you're sitting in front of your computer every day going, okay, I need to get clients, I don't know what to do right now because I'm like, I'm overwhelmed. Then you pull out your little checklist and you're like, here's like 7 things that you could actually physically do right now for little to no cost that can help you generate some leads and clients. So that's a couple of things. There's a bunch more on there about delegating and finding your true passion and stuff like that. But that would be a good place to start.
And it's all at jumpstartyourmarketing.com/free-training.
Yeah. Ooh, and you can come and talk to me. I have a call there too. So you could actually come and talk to me for free. But you got to sign up and you got to fill out a questionnaire. I do ask you to, you know, jump through some hoops, because I want to know the people that are serious and really, you know, will tell me what your goals are and stuff. So, but I'm happy to talk to you and give you more.
What is your number one favorite strategy? Number one thing that comes to mind that you absolutely love, that you think is the juiciest thing that we can do to create business?
Well, speaking, whether it's speaking on a webinar like this, or a show, or a radio show, or a podcast, or speaking on Facebook Live, or speaking in front of a group in person, speaking is the fastest path to cash, because you're more leveraged with your time. You're the expert in the room. You know, you can make an offer or call to action of some sort. You know, if they're interested in what you have to say, they're going to do something about it. So it is literally the fastest path to cash. You got to get started speaking.
Love it. And we all can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, girl, you are a ball of energy, of great business ideas. I could go on all afternoon with you.
Right?
Boy, bing, bing, bing. I love it. I was taking notes and writing as fast as I could, so I remember all this good stuff for the show notes. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome. Today. It's fun to be here.
No, and this is really good content that women need. I'm meeting more and more women as I'm out networking and socializing in business circles that want to start businesses, or they are just starting and they're kind of floundering. They're splashing in the water and they don't know what to do. And that's why I thought this was a really important conversation we needed today.
Well, trust me, it wasn't always this easy. You know, I've learned a lot of things along the way, and I've made some big mistakes, and I've invested a ton of money in myself to learn a lot of this stuff. So to the tune of over $200,000. So, you know, it didn't just fall into my head. It's not going to fall into your head either. You've got to learn this stuff from people who know what to tell you to do. And it's just faster if you ask and get help than trying to figure it all out yourself. So
I agree. I've invested so much in my business education. And women need to understand that. It just doesn't fall off trees.
No.
You got to make the investment. If you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to make the investment.
Yeah. Go to business school. Come to me. I'll help you out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm going to go over to your website and sign up.
All right. Thanks,
Wonderful having you today.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Great. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Awakening Divine Wildness. If you like what you heard, please share this podcast with a friend and leave some stars and a favorable review at iTunes. And be sure to visit maldwaynecoach.com for your free Heal Your Heart, Reclaim Your Worth 6-week video course.